Hello there, welcome to episode 7 of Perland on ELT. I'm just on the way home, just popped into a local hotel for a pint. It was a for real ale, well, it's Polish version of a real ale. It was very, very nice, and read my book for an hour, so I got some quiet time and free time, which is always nice. In this podcast, we're going to think about indirect questions, and this came up because on Tuesday I was teaching class with some adults, and it was part of the lesson to talk about indirect questions. Do you know what I mean by indirect questions? It's things like, it's when you don't ask a direct question. It's things like, I would like to know what time the bus leaves. Not what time does the bus leave, but I would like to know, or I would be really grateful if you could tell me what time the bus leaves. It's not exactly true. You're not going to be grateful, really. Well, you might be. But it's just a figure of speech. It's just polite English. Is it possible for you to inform me regarding what time the bus leaves? Something like that. I was wondering whether... I was wondering, this is an indirect question. I used the example with what the time is. So, for example, of course you could ask what time is it? It's a direct question. But I was wondering if you could tell me, or if you could possibly tell me, or if you could possibly be so kind as to tell me what the time is, please. And English people like to be polite, especially with strangers, people we don't know. And it keeps the oil of politeness keeps us from upsetting one another. And being too direct makes us rather angry with each other, so don't need to be too direct. Another example, would you be so kind as to possibly... do me the service of letting me know where the station is. You could say where is the station, but it's a bit boring. English is a flowery language, and the more words we use and the more modal verbs we use, the more polite we become, which is very good. We like to be polite. We don't always mean it, but there might not be a true feeling behind that politeness. But at least we've done our bit and we've been polite, we've kept a good face, and that's important for English people. So it got me thinking about this podcast, and really this is a challenge for you if you're a student of English, and I suppose you could do this anywhere, even if you live in your own country and you study English at a language school, for example, or at school, you could still use it. But it's maybe better for people doing ESOL, English for Speakers of Other Languages. So you're living in an English-speaking country, and you're studying there, studying English, of course, and you have plenty of opportunity to meet native speakers. So this is really one for you, guys and girls. And my challenge is this, to spend one whole day using only indirect questions. So, for example, I wonder if you could be so kind, or I wonder if you would be so kind as to, and then the verb, then the action, the thing that you want. So I wonder if you would be so kind as to pass me that book. You know, all the time use indirect questions, especially with native speakers, and see what the reaction is. Note the reaction. I'm sure they would probably be delighted by this sort of speech, by this polite speech. But, or maybe they'll be surprised because it's not appropriate. But every question you ask, every time you ask a question, try to ask an indirect question. In one day, 24 hours. Of course, you might be asleep some of the time, so don't ask any indirect questions when you're asleep. But that's the first part of the challenge. So the next part, the next day, only use direct speech. And this, of course, includes direct questions. What time is it? Where is the bus station? Without any please or thank you, without any polite language, imperative forms, pass the book, give me that book. All day, especially with native speakers, use only direct speech, direct questions, and imperative form, and let's see what happens. And then write about your experience. Of course, try not to get into an argument with a native speaker, because we hate that direct speech. We hate these orders, being given orders, do this, do that. We hate it, can't stand it. It's in our bones, in our DNA, and it affects us and makes us physically uncomfortable and annoyed. So that would be fun, but try not to get a punch on the nose or anywhere else. You may need to tell people what you're doing if it gets too difficult. But first day, indirect questions, flowery language, modal verbs, politeness, very polite language. And the second day, direct questions, imperative form. No, this is language. In some languages, that's how it is. There isn't any flowery language or indirect questions. Yeah, I have to get used to this in Polish. People tell me what to do. Even my Polish family will say to me, do this, Matt, do that, Matt. I hate it, you know, I hate this kind of direct speech, but they don't mean to be rude. But in English it is rude, and you should know that it's rude. So try this experiment, this challenge, and let me know how you get on. You can email me info@pearlandtraining.com. Go to my website pearlandtraining.com and maybe write it up as an assignment. Make your own assignment, give it to your English tutor to mark. Should be interesting to see what happens. How do you feel in each day? On each day, how do other people feel about your experiment, and how do they cope with your use of language? So, I think that's should be quite a good, fun experiment for this week. Or you can do it next week, or anytime when you want. This week I added, today I added a new quiz. On my website, it's a level test, 20 questions, interactive quiz. So go to the website and try it, pearlandtraining.com. I'm Pearland, I'm on ELT, and P-U-R-L-A-N-D. And, you know, see what you think. And let me know how it goes. You can follow me on Twitter, I'm at pearlandtraining. And that's it really for this podcast. I'll be doing another one soon, I'm sure. So hope you're enjoying these podcasts. There's a few others to catch up on. If you're new, please subscribe, and it will make me feel very, very wanted, needed, and happy. Yes, maybe contented, or more contented. So let me know how it goes. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. So I've just got home, and I'm out of the wind and the cold, and the rain, don't forget that. And it just occurred to me, I was listening back to the recording, And of course, these are two extremes. So the first day you are extremely polite, but on the second day you are, by English standards, extremely rude. But of course, you could discuss afterwards. Maybe your whole class will do the experiment and see what happens. But you could discuss it afterwards with your teacher, with your group, how to find the balance. You know, we need to know when to use indirect questions and when to use direct questions. Or how to find a balance. You know, we don't always use one or the other, for example, in English. So it depends on the situation, on the context. Let's say, for example, you're with strangers, you need help, you need some advice, then you'd use indirect question. I wonder if you could help me. Would you be able to tell me? Would you be able to let me know? Could you? Would you? Is it possible for you? This sort of language. But it might not be appropriate with your best friend or with your family or with your colleagues, like your class, friends in your class, and so on. But again, when do we use direct language, direct speech? We do use it, and sometimes we are rude, but when do we use it? Again, maybe with our friends and family we use it, or we modify it and add please. So please pass the book. Please pass me the book. It might not be appropriate to use a modal verb. Please, could you, would you mind, is it possible for you? So there are times when we would use direct language, especially if we're angry. Maybe we're talking to someone we don't like. We're talking to talking to an animal, to a dog. Of course, people have pets and talk to their dog. No, you don't say to a dog, I wonder if you would mind coming here, please, my dog. Just come here, yeah, come here, Rover, whatever it is. So there is lots of scope for discussion. Of course, you have to think not just these extremes of politeness and rudeness, but where's the middle ground, and talk about that, what situations we need to use, what situations are appropriate to use one or the other. So this is a sort of postscript, a PS at the end, but I hope it's been helpful, and hopefully I'll see you again in the next podcast. Bye for now.